So, you know, it's what you mentioned is really where we start. We do assume that there's something from the past, probably past lives, because whatever happens in childhood is only a reflection of the past life influence. There's something going on that's contributing to this experience. Now, I think you probably remember in the book I described depression as being can be a condition of unconscious suppression of feelings. So there can be that unconscious suppression of, it can be any kind of feeling really that could lead to the kind of depressiveness that you're describing. So we would expect that there would be some other issues that would be not necessarily connected with futility, meaninglessness, anxiety, fear, survival. You know, these are all kind of just indicating something deeper. So that's the thing. That's what we would try to find, and, you know, go into more deeply.
Okay, I'd like to add a couple of other things that might be helpful.
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
When I've tried to meditate, I've never mastered meditation. And not too long ago, before I read your book, I realized that part of it was the fear of going into meditation, and I also realized that I really don't breathe. In fact, I can remember my ex-husband saying that when we were first married, he would come close to my mouth to make sure I was breathing. He thought I had died because my breathing is very, very light and shallow. And I compress my lower, the abdominal area.
Okay. So what you're describing just affirms what we've discussed already, because
right.
The solar plexus, which is what I think you're talking about, even though you said lower abdomen, and solar plexus has to do with all these feelings you've described, especially meaninglessness and futility, and you know, inadequacy. It's all solar plexus. Fear and anxiety, survival are more the root center. Yeah, so that's the first thing you would do is, I mean, have you ever done yoga? Do you have yoga practice?
No, I never have. But after reading your book, I was thinking, okay, I really am going to do the yoga too. I was more interested in Tai Chi.
Yeah, Tai Chi is something different.
Right.
There's yoga is so unique in that it's, at least traditional yoga, in that it's focused on opening the chakras. So you're bending your body in all kinds of different directions, you know?
Right.
And none of the other Chinese disciplines seem to really do that. They probably do other things. So that's my first recommendation to you, is get into a yoga practice. Start working on the body. Work from the body. So a yoga practice would be great, and then combine that with a breath practice. So you're sitting in a meditative posture after you do some yoga, and you're consciously breathing into the entire torso. You're pushing the breath way down as far as you can into the lower abdomen, and then you're expanding that area, then the solar plexus, which I think is your key area. And so I hear you when you're saying it's a lifetime of self-conditioning in the other way, the other direction, but you have to reverse that conditioning, and there's no reason why you can't. And as you start to do that, working from a body level, then feelings are going to start to release from their suppressed unconscious place, and then you have the process with which you can deal with those feelings. So
okay.
That's basically, you know, what I would recommend.
Okay, so I downloaded your basic yoga postures.
Yeah,
if I start with that.
Yeah, use those. Don't go to any yoga classes unless you can find one that's not power yoga. Did you read the section on yoga?
Yes,
in the book?
I did.
It's really the work of the devil. You really can't find any yoga any place these days, that's not been totally convoluted and almost destroyed. So don't even bother going to yoga, especially if they're doing downward dog all the time. Just forget it. Work with my postures.
Okay.
And if you can't do any of them, put them aside. Like the bridge is difficult as one of the first ones, but it's not too hard to do. You just go through the sequence on your own. Spend about 30 seconds or a minute in each posture. Don't go through them too quickly.
Okay.
And that's all you need to do with that. And I think you'll start feeling the effects of that pretty quickly.
Okay.
And then just sit. And I give a lot of description about the breath in the book also. But really, all you need to do to begin with, since for you, you're really focusing on just opening up the lower body right now. You don't need to get too sophisticated with the breath. Just breathe into the lower torso as you're sitting upright. And you can also work with the breath as you're doing the postures. You breathe easily, smoothly into the entire body whenever you're holding any pose. And that, that's good practice then too. And that would be, that's really the best thing you can do.
Okay. I wanted to just add, I don't want to make it sound as though sexual abuse is the reason for, where I am at today.
Uh-huh.
But most likely I was sexually abused.
Okay.
And that may be also the root. The reason I brought it up is that's probably the root, right?
Well,
and the perineum, the two lower ones,
right,
or not?
Right.
Okay. And then sometimes my feelings of panic and fear and shallow breathing seem to be related to some of that. And I have a sense of somebody moving my legs. There's always been nightmares about a big, hairy monster moving my legs, but again, no recollection. So I think the breath stuff might be related to that fear. That would be chakra 1 and 2.
Yes, the survival center is chakra 1, and then the two sexual centers are 2 and 3. Perineum in a woman, the female center, and then the right above the pubic bone, the third center, is the masculine center.
Okay.
But we each have. We're each active in both those centers, but
okay, all right. Because I want to do the, I want to breathe into those as well.
Right. Right.
And well, all of them, at the survival level. But
right.
Those two would be might. I'm wondering if that would help free up my breathing as well as I do that. So I don't know. It's just a guess.
Definitely. Sure. Yeah, that's what happens as you start. Becoming more in tune with and conscious of the different chakras, they start to jump into awareness following their own sequence of need. So whatever needs to come forward first, you'll start to actually feel that in your body and get those feelings. So just pay attention to whatever seems to be, coming forward in terms of the chakra points. And yeah, you can start out by breathing into, when you breathe into the lower body, you're really breathing into all of them. But you can focus on specific ones, and you can, as long as you're talking about this, you can do things like contractions to stimulate these different centers. And I'll just mention these quickly because this is where we've gotten to. But the root lock is where you contract the anus as you're sitting. So when as you contract, you exhale, and then as you relax and expand downward, you inhale. So the anus lock is the root center. The perineum lock is the perineum center, where you can lift that independently of the anus.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're familiar with that. And then
it was in your book.
Oh, okay. And then on top of the pubic bone is the third center, and you pull that in so that, you know, that works, that third center as well. Yeah, so don't go too much too fast, but whenever you feel like you're ready to work those in, you can do that, even if you just do a few of them, you know, one or two or five or
right.
whatever.
Okay.
Get used to it. So that would be excellent as far as the body approach. That would be all you need to do in terms of working with the body. And then after you do a yoga routine and after you do your 10 minutes of breathing, conscious breathing, breathing into the lower body, into the lower torso, then you would just sit in meditation for as long as you can and as long as you're comfortable, and watch and see what comes up. And going into meditation, you have a variety of ways to do that. The basic Buddhist approach is to focus on the breath without doing any particular kind of breath, just watching the breathing. Or you can just watch any point in your body, the physical body, that might start to be coming forward, wherever there's any sensation in the body. Or you can go up to the third eye. That's a good place also to keep exercising. That's like your psychic muscle. That's the doorway to the higher self and that witnessing consciousness that we use. And as you just stay in the stillness, the mind starts to quiet down and you develop the capacity for consciousness outside of the mind. So the mind is like becoming free of thinking, because our minds are so enmeshed in the thinking process right now that we can't distinguish between the mind and us. That's one of the steps of the enlightenment process. So,
all right.
Okay.
And what did you call the third eye?
The doorway to the witness or the higher self.
Okay. All right.
Well, let's work with all these things right now.
Okay.
And give you a basic introduction. So, get yourself in a comfortable position if you're not, for going into a meditative experience. And generally, I recommend that you start by not leaning back to try to develop that ability as well. But if I don't want you to be uncomfortable or preoccupied with the body, so if you start sitting straight up and then you feel like you need to lean back very soon, don't be afraid to lean back, but it's better for the spine to be straight. So close your eyes and just start by focusing into the body. We start with the body here as well. Just start feeling the body. And as you're feeling the body, become aware of the different qualities associated with the body, like there's that sense of heaviness, a sense of inertia. As you keep coming more and more into the body, you're moving towards the right brain, out of the left brain. You're moving into the feeling center. And you're moving into the moment, because the body is always in the moment. And that's where we want to be as we do this work. So, if you can, feel yourself coming into the moment. That means there's just a greater sense of being here now. And that's also associated with the mind quieting down, or else you separating from the mind. And that's why, another reason why we use the body, because the body takes you away from the mind, gives you another focal point, and the mind starts to quiet down on its own. Now, let's bring in the breath. And the first thing I'd like you to do is put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. And try to keep it there for as long as you comfortably can throughout the entire session, if possible, but don't be uncomfortable about it. So you're breathing through your nose, in and out. You're sitting up straight, so your torso is unencumbered. And if you wanted to, you probably could push the breath a little further down into the abdominal area or the solar plexus. You can experiment with that if you want to, but that's not our main objective right now. We're just breathing consciously, deliberately, in order to start to bring in the healing energies and get you in tune with those. Now just sit quietly, observe the effects of conscious breathing. You're starting to feel more relaxed. I want you to come into this place of dropping all sense of striving, dropping all sense of feeling like you need to do something, even here and now in this session. Drop all sense of doing. Relax completely. You don't need to do anything, except just listen to my simple instructions. Keep relaxing. Now, as you're relaxing, let's bring in the light from above. On the next inhale, visualize the light coming in, entering the top of your head, and then going down to your solar plexus, forming a brilliant energy ball. On the next exhale, visualize the light expanding outward so that it coincides with the edge of your aura all around you, forming this protective shield. As you keep working with this visualization from day to day, it will get stronger and more effective. So just gently visualize. You don't have to force anything. The light, the strong, powerful, energizing, vitalizing light coming in from above, goes down to your solar plexus, forming an energy ball. The energy ball expands outward, meets the edge of your aura. So you're being vitalized, energized, as well as being protected from any kind of psychic negative influence. Feel yourself to be safe and protected, as well as being energized. So now, keeping the light in place all around you, let's contact the other healing energy of the universe, which is the Earth. Visualize a connection from the center of the Earth up to the base of your spine. And as you inhale, bring up that Earth energy so that it touches the base of your spine and then fills up your entire body. You can visualize this energy as being blue, green in color, as being very soothing and nurturing. It's the archetypal feminine energy, supporting, even caressing and loving. So allow yourself to be supported, unconditionally loved, nurtured. And also, the Earth has the grounding aspect to it. So if you feel like you need this in particular, allow yourself to invite that grounding experience to come forward. Feel yourself grounded. Visualize both feet on the earth. So you're standing strong and solid, self-supporting with the help of the earth. Now, keeping these two energies in place, let's go up to the third eye. And you can keep your eyes closed, but turn your eyes so they're facing upward, looking into the darkness in the middle of the forehead. You're straining your eyes slightly. Maintain a smooth, easy breath. Stay on the lookout for involuntarily constricting the breath. Keep that easy breath going. And you're looking up in the third eye. Now we're inviting the third eye to become activated and to make itself known to you through a shift in consciousness. So you may start to feel that there's a shifting taking place. If you don't feel it now, you will eventually. So don't feel like you have to push anything. But there's a movement into what we call the witness, meaning you're stepping back or detaching from the lower self. The lower self is where all the congestion is, a lower body, emotions, and mind. So even your thoughts are part of the lower self. You are detaching, just stepping back, and you may feel that shifting of perspective, of consciousness. It can feel kind of spacious. Keep the breath going. Tongue is still in position. Okay, lower your eyes. And just sit here peacefully and calmly. Savor whatever experience you had with the third eye. Okay, so now we're going to start inviting the subconscious to come forward, and it may take the form of body sensation or a memory, image, feeling, intuition. But relative to what we discussed when we first started talking, we'd like to find out more about these particular issues. The first thing we usually do is to check in with the body, because there's often a first emergence in the body. So even though it's not necessary for us to find something, let's do a body scan and see if there's anything in any part of the body, from your feet to the top of your head, where you might start to feel any particular sensation or tension, pressure, pain, vibration. And just take a minute and look carefully and keep breathing in an easy way without constricting the breath. So let's allow this experience to start to drift away. Ground down to the earth again. This time you're sending down any negativity that's been released. It goes down to the center of the earth where it becomes neutralized and dissolved. Just visualize it being drawn down. Bring in the light again one more time and feel yourself filling up with the light. Feel the light going to any empty or dark place. Feel the light lifting your vibration to this high, strong level, so that you're way on top of any negativity. You're feeling strong, competent. And then I'll count to five. When I reach five, come back to normal. One, two, three, four, five.